So Friends Don't Let Friends was another one that Thomas Rhett was a part of. We were down there. This was kind of, everything was coming back together a little bit. People were kind of hanging out again and being socially distanced. And so we were all down at the beach and we've been hanging out and drinking all day. Drinking his tequila, actually. He has a tequila.
Nice.
And he was like, man, I've always wanted to write this song called Friends Don't Let Friends Drink Alone. I said, I've never heard this. Like, nobody's written that.
How has that never been written?
So anyways, we were like sitting out there on the beach, just throwing out different melodies. And it just kind of, we literally had half of it written in this little 5 minutes of just sitting around having some drinks together. And the cool thing is now, you know, after we kind of put it together, I sent the idea to my buddy, Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
And he was, I said, man, would you want to sing this with us? And he was like, heck yeah, I would.
Yeah.
And so then we were like, man, well, now we need another female to kind of
round it out.
You had the idea too, which I thought was kind of a good inspiration of almost like where you and Carly Pierce could play almost like the Pistolannies in a way, which I thought was a perfect comparison of how they kind of, on Boys Around Here, you kind of played that little role. And
well, you can't have a title like that and not collaborate with our friends. Exactly. You know?
So, you know, just having, I think, TR and Darius and now Carly. I guess we've never actually put out a collaboration song like this that I can remember.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, not a fun party. I mean, this is like amphitheater arena live TV show moment with your friends.
Yes. Hopefully we'll get to perform it on an award show or on something live with them at some point. Sure. I mean, it's one of those two that we've sung on Darius's songs, two of them, Wagon Wheel and then Beers and Sunshine. And so now we get to officially have him on one of our songs, which feels really cool. And then we've never collaborated with another female in country music. So to have Carly a part of that is just, it's a lot of firsts for us. Yeah. It's really fun.